Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
On Saturday, a climate strike rally took place in the Auckland CBD. The aim of the rally was to raise awareness of the importance of being informed and voting consciously this election. To find out more about what went on at the rally, I spoke to organizer Sephora Grace. I first asked what the rally was raising awareness about.
So we were rallying on Saturday for Vote Climate. We've been climate striking 3 or 4 times now for the past couple of 2 years. Raising awareness for climate change, and it's like, you know, we are literally flooding out. We can't afford food. This world's really putting the pressure on young people. We want to see a hope. We want to see that there's a future that we can believe in, and we're just really asking, like, everyone, please just vote climate. Vote for a future that has a positive vision of a world where we're in harmony with nature, where we can live peacefully and spend time with our friends and family and enjoy this world.
How do you see our country doing to avert the climate crisis?
I see our country doing its best for the climate crisis. When we're comfortable with changing track, when we're assessing where we've been, what it is that we're creating, and starting to take those shifts societally at a personal level across industry and government, that mean we're going to change what we value and start to value the natural world, young people's futures, and, you know, we can't keep valuing money. We can't keep putting money at the center of all of this and saying it needs to make money, it costs too much. You know, we need to start looking at the fact of our well-being, of the well-being of the planet, and the thing that's going to change that is all of us stop living in fear of having enough money, needing to get money, and centering our work and our, you know, our society around money, and we start making those drastic personal value shift changes.
Are there any parties that have more promising climate policies than others?
Yeah, I mean, well, we're talking about changing our value system, and, like, we need to start changing what it is that we're building our economy around. At the moment, we have unprecedented shift in wealth, where we have a cost of living crisis at the same time of supermarkets making record profits. So, you know, we need to start addressing those systemic things. And so I'm so excited for Te Pāti Māori and Green's wealth tax and those kinds of things that start looking at addressing what it is we've been doing systemically that's not working.
With concerns such as bottom trawling and Japan dumping radioactive waste, how can we make sure our shared resources such as oceans stay healthy?
I think we all need to start coming together and having dialogue, like the hard chats. You know, I think, again, it's looking at our value system and deciding as a, not just as, you know, an individual level having my keep cup, but across all levels having those hard conversations of how are we going to continue to sustain this earth? How are we going to shift our mindset, our industries, and how we handle problems to center the earth. You know, the earth is not a dumping ground. That we have in our history, we've been able to have massive industrial expansion because we have been consuming the earth and seeing her as a resource. That needs to change. And the way that we do business needs to change. The way that we do government needs to change.
You mentioned you want to create a fair society. How can our vote reflect the wish for equitable pay for essential workers?
We can't vote just in our own interest. You can't just vote in what's going to be the most personally beneficial for you. I think we need to start opening up our hearts, opening up our minds, and start voting in the interest of what's going to be beneficial for future generations, what's going to be beneficial for essential workers, what's going to be beneficial for nurses and firefighters and teachers, you know, people on the front lines of building our society, keeping us safe and well. So voting for parties that are saying they're going to be centering those. Te Pāti Māori and Greens, you know, they've been there on the front lines with those unions and those workers as they've been asking for the government to take those, you know, take their industry seriously and hear their struggles and ensure that they're properly paid. So, yeah, we can't just vote in our own personal interests. We need to actually look at the society that we want to build around us.
That was Sephora Grace, organizer of the Climate Strike Rally.